on a Monday, January 14th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Congress returns to Washington as government shutdown continues.
Two
new Sedgwick County commissioners sworn in, Lacey Cruz and Pete Meitzner.
One.
Gasoline prices down nationwide, 12 cents over the past 3 weeks. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And gasoline prices here in Wichita down a little bit. I was seeing lots of places at somewhere around $1.93 a gallon, but seeing better prices out there. 47th Street South and Hydraulic, $1.83. So a few places, and gasoline prices just unsettled this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with early fog today and a high of 43 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 28. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high near 50. Now fog and mist, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and 27 degrees. The Cars for Charities car show coming to Wichita Century 2 this week, January 18th to 20th. This is a benefit for the Arc of Sedgwick County and Starkey. And you can listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets with Steve and Ted. 6 to 9 a.m. on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This morning we gave away the first pair to Shannon from Wichita. Your chance to win tomorrow.
Shannon.
And the rest of this week with Steve and Ted. Go to the big car show.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning, Democrats party in Puerto Rico while the shutdown continues. And they're talking about a new California governor wanting to tax drinking water.
All right.
A good Glenn Beck program
at
9 o'clock this morning. The Hyundai Genesis G70, Hyundai Kona, and Ram Pickup have received North American Car, Sport, Utility, and Truck of the Year awards. The awards were announced today at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. This year's car finalists also included the Honda Insight and Volvo S60 V60. Truck finalists included the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 and the GMC Sierra 1500. SUV finalists also included the Acura RDX and the Jaguar I-Pace. Last year's winners were the Honda Accord, that's the car I drive, Lincoln Navigator, and the Volvo XC60. Car of the Year. Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yeah, check it out.
Does the U.S. need a physical wall at the U.S.-Mexico border?
Yes or no?
No. 14%. Yes. 86%.
Whoa.
So quite a bit of imbalance there.
A massive margin on that question.
Stock indexes closed a hair lower Friday. S&P was down about a third of a point is all.
That's not much.
Yeah. The Dow slipped 6 points. NASDAQ lost 14. So really,
basically it was a flat day.
Yeah, pretty much
Friday,
a flat day. Yeah. Price of oil down Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude lost 1.9% to settle at $51.59 a barrel in New York. And that's primarily the reason that Trilby Lundberg is saying today that nationwide gas prices have been down in the past couple of weeks here in America. The Google is looking into building a $600 million data center in central Minnesota.
Oh.
That will be powered by two wind farms.
Hmm.
Minneapolis-based Xcel Energy disclosed the data center project in a regulatory filing. The Google facility proposed in Becker would mark one of the largest private construction projects in recent state history and create about 50 full-time tech jobs. It's in Minnesota.
We've got wind here. We should have been for that.
We got wind. We could be powering the entire city with two wind turbines, right? One on the east side, one on the west side.
Sure.
There you go. Think big. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and a Wichita construction company is moving its offices, and not too far, just a few blocks, I think. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Simpson Construction Services making a move. Company leaders say they'll relocate their offices to Delano. Plans are in place to move from their current location in West Wichita to the Hayes Building at 567 West Douglas. Simpson has 45 employees expected to be in its new location in March. The company shop will continue to operate in the 1800 block of South Anna. Fiber Dynamics in Wichita planning an expansion, but it's also planning to pay back some incentive money to the city of Wichita. Fiber Dynamics got a tax abatement based on a promised increase in employment. The company didn't hit the mark. The city council is going to consider a new agreement with the company when it meets Tuesday. And if you're thinking you might have to borrow some money in 2019, chances are you could be facing higher interest rates. Financial services company analyst Greg McBride says borrowers can expect to pay more out of pocket with two interest rates bumps expected this year. McBride predicting a rise to 3% near the end of the year, more than likely driving the economy into a slowdown, he says. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
3%, that's not a credit card rate, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
credit card rate's
quite a bit more than that.
What are they now? I don't even pay any attention to my bill because I pay mine off.
Credit cards?
Yeah, I pay mine off every month. So.
They're
13%?
8, 9, into the double digits.
Yeah. Hefty. Oh, okay. So interest rates could be going up. But you know what I'm concerned with is for businesses and farmers and people like that who have to borrow money just to stay going. It has an impact. The markets, Ted, how many times have we said, and the markets just say interest rate fears, you know.
Well,
it's
sure.
always having a problem with the markets. So today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Originally created as a way to preserve meat before modern refrigeration. To make pastrami, the raw meat is placed in brine, then partially dried, seasoned with various herbs and spices, smoked and steamed. Can be pork, mutton, turkey, beef, whatever. Where are you on the pastrami sandwich there, Bill Roy?
Not a huge fan, but it's okay.
Have any place in Kansas City when you were growing up that was famous for pastrami?
Oh, yeah, there were several places that had pastrami sandwiches. Some of the delis, especially downtown Kansas City.
Yeah, I'll bet they were good, too.
Piled high, of course.
Yes. You know. Nice.
All right. Yeah. I had eaten the past, I was not a fan, but in the early 70s, my wife and I went to Lubbock, Texas to visit her sister down there. Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law, Tommy, is a Greek, said, "You want a pastrami sandwich?" I said, "I don't know what that is." He says, "Well, let's go over here to Andrew's Hamburger Place, and we'll get you one." And I went over there, and this is Andrew was his uncle or something. And the guy made a pastrami sandwich that was unreal.
Mm.
Ooh, man, it was good. So I became a fan there. I don't order them very often.
It's not something you see all over the place in Wichita, really.
Exactly.
Anyway, it is Pastrami Sandwich Day, and Bill, if you like, go out and eat one and think about Ted and me when you do it, okay?
Absolutely. Maybe I'll bring one by for you.
Oh, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, when you think about meat piled high, think of Steve and Ted.
Steve and Ted, that's it.
Something piled high.
Thank you, Bill. Coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News, big winter storm rattling the mid-Atlantic. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.